Yard Mets are on the air.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kids, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really stuck in the ball. National home run over the wall. Inside, where outside, everybody coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York.
From Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California, the New York Mets meet the San Francisco Giants, the National League champions, in the second of a three-game series. Tonight's game brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry and Viceroy Cigarettes. Well, hi, everybody. This is Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Tonight in San Francisco at Candlestick Park, it is the Candlestick Park wind at its very worst. A 40-mile-an-hour wind sweeping a heavy fog bank across the playing field, and it is a rather chilly night. Right now, Whitey Lockman and Casey Stengel are at home plate with Jocko Conlon's umpiring team. Now, here are the Giants taking the playing field. The starting pitchers in tonight's game for the New York Mets, Galen Sisco, and for San Francisco, Billy Pierce. We'll check the batting orders and the lineups in just a moment. Right now, though, a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I was called on the steps to the dance one night. Swing your partner and circle to the right. I took a breather after a while. The belle of the ball walked up with a smile.
Ah, you smoke filters, I see. The regular kind are too strong for me.
Yep, I got a Viceroy just for you. You heard about the filter.
Tastes good, too.
Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right. Well, we set out the rest of the dance.
Change your partner.
Not a chance.
That's right.
Now, I want you to know, and I'll take all bets, if you smoke all seven filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I know one thing. Every ball hit in the air here tonight in the early part of the evening while this wind is blowing this way, it's going to be like the final scene of the old serials we used to see on Saturday afternoons at the movies. Charlie Neal will be leading off, followed by Ron Hunt, then Cliff Cook, the right fielder, Frank Thomas, the left fielder, Jim Hickman in center field, Eddie Crane Poole at first base, Chris Cannizzaro behind the plate, Al Moran at short, and Galen Sisco on the mound. Alvin Dark's lineup will have Davenport at third, Philippe Lou in right, Willie Mays in center, Willie McCovey in left, Orlando Cepeda at first, Ed Bailey catching, Joey Amalfitano at second base, and Jose Pagan at short, followed by Billy Pierce. Charlie Neal, batting at 224, stepping in to lead off against veteran left-hander Billy Pierce. Billy finally lost the game here in Candlestick Park in the early part of this season. He had won 14 straight without a setback. First pitch is hit high in the air into the fog out in shallow right center. Backing out is the second baseman, Amalfitano. He has it for the out. 40-mile-an-hour wind sweeping the fog across the field from left toward right. Fog is not dense enough so that the ball cannot be followed right now. They have never had a game postponed here as the result of fog. They have had a game held up for a period of about 30 minutes. Now here is Ron Hunt. Ron up among the top hitters in the National League with an average over 300. A little scrapper hitting at 309. The right fielder, Cliff Cook, out on the on-deck circle. Now the pitcher on the way, a check-swing grounder hit toward Amalfitano. He digs it out of the dirt, takes on the Cepeda. There are 2 men away. So Billy Pierce on two pitches has retired two hitters. The bad boy just lost his hat. That wind really took it away from him. Two outs and nobody on now. That brings up Cliff Cook. Veteran southpaw, Billy Pierce on the mound. Billy this year has 1-1 while losing 3. Now the hitter is Cliff Cook, and the pitch is over at the knees, strike one call. Cliff had a home run and a single and drove in two of the five runs scored by New York in yesterday's game. We've had a last-minute change in the New York lineup, and Duke Snyder is going to be batting cleanup, replacing Frank Thomas. Thomas has been bothered by his arm lately. A space caught by Jim Davenport. A whistling low liner, and Davenport lunged off to his glove side and made the grab. That ball was really ripped by Cliff Cook. Side retired in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. The score in the middle of the first inning, the Mets nothing, and the Giants coming to bat. Duke Snyder is playing left field in place of Frank Thomas. That is a last-minute change. Jim Davenport leading off, and the pitch by Galen Sisko is inside, ball one. Frank is still being bothered by his left arm. He fell on the shoulder and making a diving catch at Milwaukee, and it's been bothering him some. Swing and a miss. He took a cortisone shot for it yesterday, and it was still bothering him some today. He had hoped to try and play tonight, but at the last moment, it decided against it.
Of course, there's another factor, too, Bob. The wind blowing to right field could be a real aid to Duke Snyder.
That's very, very true. It's really whipping across there. Fast foul. You know, it was impossible, Ralph, for Frank to tell really how he felt tonight because the wind is so strong here tonight they had to pass up batting practice. Next pitch on the way, a beauty of a changeup. It's over for a call, strike three. Davenport hitting a 246 from rookie. That brings up Philippe Alou. You hate to keep talking about the weather, but when the weather is as adverse as we have tonight, it is a real key factor in the ballgame. Pitch by Galen Sisko is over for a call strike. Breeze not nearly as strong, but still blowing from left across toward right. Check swing and a ground ball. Crane pull to his right, makes the play, fires to Sisko out at first base. Good play by Eddie Crane. He had to range wide to his glove side to handle the check swing grounder hit by Philippe Alou. Now there are two away, nobody on. Here comes Willie. Hitting 269 at 3-for-3 in the opener yesterday, including a two-run homer. His home run was a line drive through a strong wind and over the wire fence in left field. For Willie, his sixth home run of the year. Giants as a team are hitting a lot of them. Call strike on the outside corner. Philippe Alou and Orlando Cepeda lead the Giants in home runs with 7. Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, and Ed Bailey, all three have each socked 6. Every team that has played the Giants this year has left the scene of battle commenting on the hitting power. It beats the left field out by the fence, going, gone, a home run. On the home run by Willie, a towering fly into the wind and easily clearing the fence in left center field. Well, Willie is off to quite a series against the Mets. He now has 4-for-4, including 2 home runs. He beat Galen Sisko a ball game in the Polo Grounds with a 3-run homer in the first inning. First inning has been a real bugaboo for Galen. Outside the high, it's ball one. He got beat in the first inning of the game in Milwaukee when he walked 2 and then Gabrielson homered. He walked 2 and then Mays homered in a game in New York. Fly ball is high in the air to deep center. It's way out there. Hickman's back to the fence. He jumps, and he can't make a play. It is gone for a home run. With a home run over the center field fence 410 feet away. Hickman went back to the fence, jumped as high as he could, but it was beyond his reach. Now the Giants lead 2-0 on two prodigious home runs by Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. And now the Giants have four men on the team with 7 home runs. The hitter is Orlando Cepeda, and the pitch outside and low, it's ball one. That home run ball has given Galen Sisco some real problems. Now here's the windup. In comes the pitch. Fastball inside. Ball two, 2-0. Gracie Stallard giving the sign now to start warming up in the New York bullpen. Foul ball back toward the press box and out of play. Now the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, 2-2. Galen now has been tagged for 7 home runs in 8 ball games. 7 home runs in 33 innings. Now the pitch to Cepeda outside, and we have a full count, 3-2. Willie Mays hit a home run over the left field fence. Then Willie McCovey hit one over Jim Hickman's head and over the center field fence. Now Galen Sisco delivers 3-2, and it's over the head of Orlando Cepeda and goes all the way to the backstop. He's around first base. He'll hold up there as Cannizzaro runs it down against the screen. So on the 3-2 pitch, a wild one by Galen Sisco, Cepeda goes down to first on the walk, and that brings up Ed Taylor. Here's the pitch on the way. And the curve is inside and low. 1 ball and no strikes on Ed Baylor. You know, the wind had almost completely subsided as they resume play. And right now, it's blowing as hard as it blew at any time. It's going across there about 40 miles an hour. It is really whipping across the diamond right now. Now, Galen Sisco up in pitching position. Delivers. Swing and a miss by Ed Bailey. 1 ball, 1 strike. I'll tell you one thing. They could save themselves some money in the scientific field out here. They don't have to construct any wind tunnels. They can conduct those tests right here at Candlestick Park. 1 ball, 1 strike on Ed Bailey. He has really been thumping the ball for the Giants, hitting at 322. Outside, behind. Chris had to straighten up to grab that one. 2 balls and a strike. On opening day, it was figured that Tom Haller, who was the number one backstop last year, would again be the number one backstop this year. But Ed Bailey broke into the lineup and got hot and has wielded such a hot bat that Alvin Dark has certainly not been able to take him out. Now the 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball over for a call strike, 2-2. What an interesting day in San Francisco this afternoon. You can take a stroll around the city wearing a short sleeve sports shirt, and tonight a top coat isn't enough. Pitching 2-2. Curve is over, strike 3 called, and Bailey is out. In the first, San Francisco, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. At the end of 1 inning, the score, the Giants 2 and the New York Mets nothing. Now Duke Snyder will be up against Billy Pierce as we move now to the second inning. Giants lead 2-0 on home runs by Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. Billy Pierce retired New York in order in the first inning. Although Cliff Cook hit the ball hard, a low liner that Davenport made a good play. Here's the windup pitched by Billy Pierce. A high pop-up. This is back toward the backstop. Ed Bailey coming back may have a play. He does make the catch. Sally Hemus had the infielders and the backstops out. And he hit what seemed like a million pop-ups to him before the game started to try and get him accustomed to this strong wind for this evening. One away and nobody on. That'll bring on Jim Hickman. Eddie Crane pool on deck, and then Chris Cannizzaro. Game tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock here in San Francisco, so we'll be on the air 5 minutes before the game or 3:55 New York time tomorrow afternoon. Now the wind-up pitch to Hickman, inside and low. Jim hitting at 269, he's been bringing that batting average up. He has changed his batting stance a little bit. Stands squared off, and he's standing closer to the plate now, and he's been hitting the ball hard. Fastball over, a strike call. One ball, one strike. Hickman riding a five-game hitting streak. Now the veteran left-hander delivers. Curve is running. One ball and two strikes. Giants 2, Mets nothing. We're in the top of the second. Now Billy Pierce over the head. Around comes the arm. The swing. He struck him out. Two outs, nobody on. That'll bring up 18-year-old Ed Crane-Boo. Here's the pitch on the way. We may have a no-hitter tonight. We'll check on it. Due to the fact that the final score is 4-1, it may or may not be a no-hitter for Don Nottebark, but we'll follow through on our Western Union Sports Ticker Report and determine whether or not Nottebark has chalked up a no-hitter. Crane-Boo holding up, the ball bounces foul off the plate. One ball and one strike. He has been pitching outstanding ball for Houston. Houston beating the Phillies tonight 4-1. And our sports ticker line score reads Philadelphia one run, no hits. But that may or may not be true. We'll follow up on it. Now the pitch on the way. Fouled back toward the press box. This is out of play. Don Nottebark and Don McMahon, both acquired from Milwaukee, have been outstanding pitching pickups for Houston. Swing and struck him out with a high breaking ball. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, Giants 2 and the Mets nothing. Now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
We're the Brothers Four singing for Viceroy.
Wherever you go,
that's right.
Any old place,
that's right. You'll see the pack with the V, and that's a Viceroy.
Then open the pack,
that's right.
Take you a light,
that's right. You'll taste the taste, that's right. And that's a Viceroy. Take my advice, boy, and try a Viceroy. It tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste.
Not too strong,
that's right.
And not too light,
that's right. Viceroy's got the taste, that's right.
That's right,
that's right.
Gonna tell you what we see, gonna tell you what we hear when we travel all over this planet.
Oh yeah, north and south, east and west, they're smoking the Viceroy brand.
It tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste.
Not too strong,
that's right.
And not too light,
that's right. Viceroy's got the taste, that's right.
That's right,
that's right.
Viceroy.
Now the last half of the second. Joey Malfitano will be leading off for San Francisco. Regular second baseman Chuck Hiller has been sidelined with a fracture of his wrist. Inside, ball one. Giants will make their next appearance in New York in mid-July. They're in for night games on the 17th and 18th of July. Now Galen Sisco delivers a blazer on the inside edge of the plate. One ball and one strike. Joey Amalfitano is a young veteran, right-hand batter, and the breaking ball dips outside and low. Two balls and a strike. Jose Pagan waiting on deck, and in the pitcher, Billy Pierce. 2-1 delivery. Inside, ball three. The early part of the season, it has been Galen Sisco's history that he's had trouble in the first inning or two. But after that, he has pitched very well. Ball four outside. Amalfitano draws a walk. Now the hitter is Jose Pagan. Jose established himself as a fine National League player as the regular shortstop over the entire route last season. Giants won the pennant with a very young double play combination. Eddie Cranepool holding against Amal Fatano. Nobody out. The pitch past Cisco. He's around. The punt doesn't offer. And it breaks outside. One ball and no strikes. Charlie Neal in close to third, looking for the bunt. They look for the bunt. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner. Hit and run. Slow grounder to shortstop. Moran will have to gun to first. In time, getting the guy. Moving off to second goes Joey Amal Fatano. Well, right now would be a good time to relax with a Viceroy cigarette. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now the hitter is Billy Pierce, and Al Fatano moving to second on the hit and run play. Slow grounder, and Moran had only one play, and he had to hurry to get that one. It's thrown by Cisco. Ground ball reached slowly on the right side. Ron Hunt digs it out of the dirt and pegs on to first in time for the out. Moving over to third goes Joey Amal Fatano, and that'll bring up Davenport. Giants have not only Billy Pierce, but Billy Odell, who won 19 last year, taking a starting turn. So with those right-hand batters coming up, you can imagine there are a lot of shots hit down toward Davenport, and he really handles them. Charlie Neal has taken to third base. The old cliche would go, like a duck is taken to water. Two outs, a runner on third. Galen Cisco eyes on Al Fatano. Now the wind-up and pitch. Trey hit on a line to short, and Moran catches it to retire the side. Kind of a soft line drive, not really too hard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of two, the score of the Giants 2 and the New York Mets, nothing. Right here, let's pause for station identification.
810 on the radio dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The time is now 28 minutes past 12.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Matt Winnig, our statistician, has now confirmed, Ralph, that it's a no-hitter in Houston, Texas tonight for Don Lattimore as the Colt 45s down the Phillies 4-1.
That's right, Bob. The one run scored on a two-base error and a sacrifice fly. The sacrifice fly for the run batted in was made by Don Hulk. Well, Nottebart was picked up for cash, so that was quite a trade for the Colt 45s. Here we go right here in the top of the third, and the first pitch by Billy Pierce is just a little bit outside for ball one. Nottebart with that win, now 5-1 for the Colt 45s. That's a pretty good acquisition. The Colt 45s also picked up a real good relief man in Don McMahon. Now Pierce, the left-hander, comes back to the plate, and it's outside for ball two. The batter is Chris Cannizzaro. Chris batting for the first time in this game. Bats on the right-hand side. Billy Pierce now through two innings has pitched perfectly. He has yet to give up a base hit. Here's the windup and the pitch back. Curveball breaking over at the knees for strike one. The only loss for Nottebart was given by the New York Mets. Now Pierce comes back to the plate, 2-1, and he gets strike two for two balls and two strikes. Well, when you look back at the Milwaukee Braves, they've given up some fine pitchers. They gave up on Joy J. They also gave up on Juan Pizarro. Carl Willie has pitched very good baseball for the Mets. And now Don Nottebart pitching a no-hitter, although he gave up one run. There's a pitch back, looked at for strike three call. So Cannizzaro goes down looking. Strikeout number three for Billy Pierce. He has now retired 7 in a row, and it brings up Al Moran.
The Braves giving up on those pitchers. It reminds you of the many shortstops and first basemen buried over the years by Pee Wee Reese and Gil Hodges. That's Bond, Burdett, and Buell left a lot of them behind, didn't they?
Great to have great pitchers like that, but of course it does keep the young ones from developing in the parent organization. Here's the first pitch to Al Moran, a right-hand batter. It's inside, a slider for strike for ball one. Moran batting 186. He has 16 hits and 86 strips to the plate. Here's with three strikeouts in a row now working to Al Moran. And he picks up a strike with a fastball in the outside corner about bell high. One ball and one strike. The score 2-0. The Giants lead. They have scored the two runs in this game on home runs. One by Willie Mays, the other by Willie McGovey. Wind has calmed down considerably now. The fog has more or less lifted. There's a curve just outside. It's ball two. Game was held up for 32 minutes after one out in the bottom half of the first inning because of fog and wind. Now Parrish back to the plate, and there's a swing of the fastball for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Well, Billy Parrish got off to a slow start here this year. He did win his first game for his 14th win here in Candlestick Park. After that, he has had trouble. His record 1-3. He has been used in relief as of late, now making another start. He started against the Mets in the Polo Grounds, and he was hit fairly freely. Here's a pitch back. It's a fastball. Four strikeouts in a row for Billy Pierce. He has two out now here on the top of the third.
99, number 26.
Worked the first inning, 1-2-3. The only ball hit hard was by Cliff Cook. A line shot to Davenport in third. In the second inning, worked 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. Here in the third, he has two strikeouts, and he's pitching to Galen Sisco. On a bouncy ball back to the mound, a one-hopper. Pierce takes it. Overhands to the first base to retire the side. So Billy Parrish now through three innings has retired 9 men in the row, and the score after three innings of play, should say 2.5 innings of play, the San Francisco Giants 2, the New York Mets nothing. Well, we're in the bottom half of the third inning. The Giants batting now against Galen Sisco. The score 2-0 in favor of the Giants. They scored their two runs on solo home runs in the first inning. Willie Mays picking up a home run and Willie McGovey. Mays last year against the Mets had 8 home runs, so he now has a total of 11 home runs against the New York Mets in one and a part of another season. As we move along in the game, Galen Sisco warming up at the mound. He'll work to Felipe Luz, Willie Mays, and Willie McGovey. So Galen, who has given up only 2 hits, will have a tough job here in the third. Felipe Luz has had quite a slump. He was leading the league in one Giant. In fact, he was leading the league when the Giants played the Mets in New York. He has had 1 hit in his last 24 trips to the plate. That has dropped his average down to 324. It's mighty fine when you can go that long with only 1 hit and still bat 324. Pitched by Galen Sisco. There's a strike right at the shortstop, and he is out. Well, that's the way it goes when you're in a slump. You can't hit that ball anywhere that there isn't a glove in front of it. That ball was really hit right at the shortstop. One out now, and that brings up Willie Mays. Willie's home run, a long home run to left center field against the wind. The wind wasn't blowing quite as strong as it was earlier. The estimates were 40 to 45 miles an hour. It's still blowing fairly strong in, though, now. Here's a strike call. He's taking on the outside. Willie batting 275. He has 7 home runs now, and he has 19 runs batted in. Now Sisco comes back. A curveball hit down the short. Moran digs it out. Throws him out at first base. Willie going for an outside curveball. Did not get too much behind the ball. This was a good pitch by Galen Sisco. And Sisco now is a pitch away from working a perfect inning here in the third inning. He'll be working to Willie McGovey, who has a home run. McGovey's home run, a shot to center field just over the fence against the wind. He has 7 home runs to tie for the club lead. Mays, McGovey, and Felipe Luz all with 7. McGovey batting from the left-hand side. There's a hard swing of the curveball for strike one. McGovey batting 303, and he's one of the real favorites here in San Francisco. He gets the O's and A's with that big swing of his. Now Sisco back, and there's a curve pulled foul down by Wes Westrum in the coaching box. And Galen Sisco now has a 2-strike count. Tomorrow the Mets will play right here in Candlestick Park, a day game. Game time in New York, 3:55. Carl Willie scheduled against Jack Sanford. Then the Mets move on to Los Angeles for a doubleheader against the Dodgers on Sunday. Now Cisco comes back to work. He's high inside with a fastball, not too tight. One ball and two strikes. Two-nothing game, the Giants lead. Now a change of pace, a swing of the miss, and he struck him out. Well, Cisco works a perfect inning for the first time in the ball game, and he picked up his third strikeout to retire the side. And the score after three innings of play, the Giants 2, the New York Mets nothing. Well, one of the fellows we saw right here in the ballpark earlier this evening was a fellow who was quite a ball player, Ernie Lombardi, that brought to mind the fact that the Giants will have a lot of those old-time great ball players in the ballpark. I should say the Mets will in the ballpark when they play Old Timers Day just prior to the Philly ball game scheduled on Saturday afternoon on June 22nd. You get to see some of the real great former Major League stars from the New York metropolitan area. People like Hank Greenberg, a Hall of Famer. Frankie Frisch, also a Hall of Famer. Johnny Murphy, who heads up the farm department for the Mets, will also be out there. Johnny set some real great records for the New York Yankees. One of the top firemen of baseball when relief pitchers weren't quite as important as they are in baseball today. He was one of the leaders in the relief department. That's Saturday afternoon, June 22nd, Old Timers Day. Get a chance to take a look at your famous athletes as they are to now. It's surprising how well they keep themselves in shape. Ernie Lombardi said he's 20 pounds lighter right now than when he plays. We're moving down to the top of the fourth. 2-0, the Giants lead, and Charlie Neal will lead off against Billy Pierce. And the first pitch is low for ball one. Charlie batting for the second time, popped out to the second baseman his first time up. He's batting 272. Now the windup. Next pitch is hit sharply down the third. A good play by Davenport as he comes up with it. The throw to first is in time. Davenport moved to his left to take that ball. He got his glove on it. He actually made the play look much easier than it was. Outstanding third baseman. Now, Ferris has retired 10 in a row. One out here in the fourth inning. The batter is Ron Hunt. Ron has a 9-game hitting streak going. He was out to the second baseman his first time up. The hitting streak giving Hunt a 306 average. He's a right-hand batter. There's a foul back of the screen, a slider that was inside for strike one. Giants have two runs on two hits, both runs coming on home runs. Willie McGovey and Willie Mays. Now Ferris back to work. A curveball hit sharply in the hole. A great play by Davenport. The throw to first is down. That time Davenport had to make the play look hard. It was hard. He went in the hole, one-handed the ball, and threw him out. Well, Bob Murphy told you a lot about Davenport. It wasn't enough. This fella does quite a job with that glove. Two men out, two plays by Davenport, and the batter now is Cliff Cook. Cook lined to Davenport his first time up. He is 0 for 1. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. Cliff batting 149. He has two home runs. One of the home runs in the first game of the series. The game was won by the Giants 6-5. Tomorrow, the final game. Here's Ferris back to the plate. He's outside with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Ferris now has retired 11 men in a row in this game. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The curve, the swing of the miss. Ferris taking something off the curve, a big rolling type curveball. The count now, one ball and two strikes. Ferris with a 16-6 record last year. Now he winds and deals back to Cook. A swing and a miss, he's stretching out, and that's strikeout number 5 to retire the side. Ferris now with 4 perfect 1-2-3 innings. He has a no-hitter going. The Giants lead it by a score of 2-0. Billy Ferris working on a perfect ball game right now. He has retired every man he has faced so far through 4 innings, and the Giants now come to bat. They lead 2-0.
He'll be batting against Gaiman Sisko, who has given up only two hits. Both hits, home run. He'll be pitching to Orlando Cepeda, Ed Bailey, and Joel Malfitano. Cepeda walked his first time up. He's a big right-handed batter. And the first pitch to Cepeda is pulled foul down by the third base coaching box. Waddy Lockwood waving the ball on by. Giants with two runs in the bottom half of the first inning, the only runs of the game. Cepeda off to a good start. He's batting 324. Close stance deep in the box, and the pitch back is a high slider for ball one. One ball and one strike. Sisko, 1-3 now, deals back, and he picks up a fastball right on the outside corner for strike two. You often wonder if you could pitch Cepeda right in that spot, low and outside, if you couldn't get him out in this ballpark. Now the pitch back to the baby ball, and he swings and misses for a strikeout. The ball dropped by Cannizzaro, but he tags Cepeda right at home plate. So two strikeouts in a row for Gaiman Sisko. He is now four. He'll be pitching to Ed Bailey. Ed was his second strikeout victim in the second inning, so Bailey is 0 for 2. Batting 317.
Ed Bailey.
Bailey had a real hot streak against the Mets in the Polar Grounds. He looks at the first pitch. It's low for ball one. Here's Sisko back with a curve. It's off of the chest, but it's painful, and he can't pick it up. We'll see how they score. Probably wait. Right now would be a good time to pour yourself a glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. You better win. So open up for order up a Rheingold Extra Dry. It's beer's beer should taste. It scored a best base hit for Ed Bailey. The ball took a bad hop, and it hit Rainbow on the chest. He never did get his glove on it. It bounced about 30 feet away. So the Giants now have their third hit in the game, and they'll bring up Joe Malfitano. Joe walked his first time up. Now Eddie Crane pulled at first base, giving the sign that he will play behind the runner there. Bailey, not a fast man. And the first pitch to Malfitano is a strike call. Malfitano decoying a bunt. Johnny Neal fairly deep at third. The on-deck batter is Jose Fagan. The pitch back is hit on the ground slowly to third. If it stays fair, tough play for Neal. He can't make a play. That ball started to move toward foul territory, and the last minute it bounced back toward fair territory, and Neal had the try. He came up, and wisely didn't throw. He had no chance. It's a base hit. And moving on down to second base, on the base, it was Ed Bailey. That'll bring up Jose Fagan. The Giants with runners at first and second. The Mets have one out. The Giants lead 2-0 here in the fourth inning. And the first pitch to Fagan is a curve outside for ball one. Jose, a right-handed batter, is 0-for-1 in the game. He's batting 219. Fagan is one of the real strong hitting shortstops. He'll fool you. One of the best eighth men in the batting order that you can find. It's a tough spot to hit in. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, and a fastball for strike one. The eighth man in the batting order, of course, gets very little to hit at because the pitcher coming up is a much easier man to work to. And most pitchers, if they have a chance, will pitch very carefully to the eighth man in the batting order. Base is open. And they'll take their chances with the next batter, the pitcher. Now the 1-1 pitch as time comes in. The ball is dropped as it comes inside, but the runners do not move up as Cannizzaro picks it up quickly. Count now two balls and one strike. Bottom half of the fourth inning, one out. Runners at first and second. A fastball that's through there for strike two. That time Sisko completely fooled Fagan. He had no chance. The ball was by him before he could move. Two balls and two strikes. There's the pitch. A curve ball, strike three. Ralph Garner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Candlestick Park here in San Francisco, California. The score 2-0 in favor of the Giants. They have runners at first and second base.
Mets have two out, and the batter is Billy Pierce. And Galen Sisko with his first pitch is outside for ball one. Billy grounded to second his first time up. He has yet to get a base hit so far this year. He's 0 for 9. Galen back to the plate to Billy Pierce, and the pitch is taken high. A throw to second base. It's a bad throw. A great play by Al Moran taking the ball out of the dirt. Ed Bailey getting back safely, of course. The throw was way to the left of the bag, and Moran came up with the throw on the short hop. Runners will have to stay, and the count now is 2-0 to Billy Pierce. Sisko now back to work. And he misses low. The ball gets away from Janizel. The runners move up. It scored a wild pitch. The ball was in the dirt. Canizero couldn't block it enough. The ball bounced away about 30 feet. Now the Giants have Ed Bailey at third base and Joe Malpitano at second. Down 3 balls and no strikes. Kerr's looking down at Whitey Lockman. Take sign has to be on here at 3-0. Billy Batty, maybe not. Let's see. He takes it. Low for ball four. The bases are loaded. Walk number three issued by Sisko to load the bases, and now he'll have to work to Jim Davenport. Giants lead 2-0. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Mets have two out. Davenport is 0 for 2. He was struck out, and then he lined out. He's batting 242. First pitch to the right-hand batter is a curve, a perfect curveball right on the outside corner for strike one. Jim didn't like the call. Jock O'Connor, the home plate umpire. Last year, Davenport led all Giant batters against the Mets. Pitch back is a slider that's just a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Davenport last year batted 460 against the Met pitchers. The season average was 297. Now the 1-1 pitch, a good curve, but just outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Giants with the bases loaded. Ed Bailey on the third base. Joe Malfitano, the runner at second. Billy Pierce at first. Wind has calmed down considerably. There's no fog in sight right now. Now the pitch back to Davenport. It's low for ball three. This time, Sisko missing with a fastball. Now the sign goes out to the bullpen for the Mets. Tracy Stollard up and going again. There's the pitch. It's a curveball outside for ball four. That'll force in Ed Bailey from third base. He had reached there when Billy Pierce walked, and now the Giants lead it by a score of 3-0. Walk number four issued by Sisko. The Giants lead 3-0, and the batter is Felipe Lu. First pitch to Alou is in the hole. A great play by Neal. He throws the second for the force out to retire the side. Charlie Neal moving over to pick up that ball in the hole. He one-handed the ball through to the second baseman, Hunt Covey. And that is the end of the inning. But the Giants picked up 1 run on 2 hits. There were no errors. And 2 men were left on. The score at the end of 4, the Giants 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Right here, Duke Snyder is up against Billy Pierce in the top half of the fifth inning. Strike called on the outside corner. Veteran left-hander Billy Pierce has retired 12 straight men. A drive hit hard, clean base hit, going to right center field. So that breaks up the early bid by Billy Pierce. He had retired 12 straight, and it brings up Jim Hickman. Jim 0 for 1. He was struck out by Pierce in the second inning.
San Francisco, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. New York, no runs, 1 hit. Single to right center by Duke Snyder, and nobody and no errors. Now Pierce eyes the runner, nobody out. The pitch to Hickman, swing and a miss, strike one. Day game tomorrow to wind up the series will be on the air at 5 until 4 tomorrow afternoon, New York time. This road trip will conclude a week from Sunday in St. Louis with a doubleheader. Now the pitch on the way. Fastball inside and high. 1-1 on Jim Hickman. On the next homestand, the New York Mets will be playing the New York Yankees in the Yankee Stadium in the Mayor's Trophy game for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York. That'll be on the night of June 3rd. Those tickets, by the way, are now on sale at all the New York Met ticket outlets. The 1-1 delivery. He holds up inside and low. It's ball 2-2-1. After that great series against the Milwaukee Braves in New York, Jim went into a batting slump, changed his batting stance, and moved a little closer to the plate and has hit the ball real well over about the last half a dozen games. He leads the Mets in RBIs with 23. Snyder, the home run leader, the Duke has 6. A high foul fly twisting its way toward the upper deck where it will nestle and be out of play, 2-1. Well, not a trace of fog right now. Breeze still very much in evidence. Blowing from left across toward right. Breeze finally carrying that fog out of here and out beyond Candlestick Park. Now all the lights of the residences are in view. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That is number 6 for Billy Pierce, and it brings on Eddie Cranefield. Eddie, 0 for 1. He was struck out his first time up. Following the game tomorrow, the Mets fly on to Los Angeles. They have a doubleheader with the Dodgers on Sunday. And Casey will be pitching Al Jackson, Roger Craig on Sunday. Call strike on the outside corner to Eddie Cranefield. Sunday doubleheader starting at 1 in Los Angeles. That means 4 in New York. Both games will be broadcast. Both games will be televised. Slow curve that's over to Eddie Cranefield. He takes it. Strike 2. The master craftsman, Billy Pierce, really mixing him up to young Ed Cranefield. Eddie hitting at 235. Now the pitch on the way. Fastball, right three call. He threw him a slider on the outside corner, a slow curve on the other side corner, and then a knee-high fastball. On those pitches, he was to pitching what Rembrandt was to painting. He really knew what he was doing with them. 2 outs and, and 1 man on. The hitter now is Chris Cannizzaro. Chris, a right-hand batter. That's a pretty fast bat. They play him a stride toward left. A drive hit hard, a base hit going to left center field. Around second base is the Duke. He's rambling on toward third, and he'll come in that way standing up. Runners at the corners on the base hit by Cannizzaro. Cannizzaro getting the bat around. He hit a shot into left center field. Now the New York Mets have runners on first and third. There are 2 away. And on the hit will be Al Moran. Mets trailing 3-0. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Now Pierce up in pitching position. Delivers to Moran. Misses the outside corner. 1-0. Moran 16 for 86 on the year, hitting a little under 200. Now runners on first and third with a short lead. The pitch to Moran. A smash hit hard. A base hit down the left field line. Snyder comes in to score. Ball gets rounding third now is Cannizzaro. He's digging for the plate, and he'll come in to score. Racing to second goes Al Moran. It's 3-2. A hard line drive base hit to left field by Moran, and the ball got through Willie McCovey and went back to the fence. It will go as a single and a run batted in for Moran, and an error charged on
left fielder Willie McCovey. Two runs crossed the plate. So the Mets have rallied to score two with two men down, and now Galen Sisko is up to hit. Give Moran an RBI on Snyder's run. Canizaro scores on the error charged to Willie McCovey. Strike one to Galen Sisko. Now it's a 3-2 ball game. Now Pierce up in pitching position. Eyes the runner at second. The pitch to Sisko. A ground ball hits the second base. And Al Patano is up with it. He takes the subpoena and the side is out. But the complexion being as the best rally to get two with two down in their half of the fifth inning. Two runs on three hits, one error, and one left on. We've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings to score. The Giants 3 and the Mets 2. On tap now, something bright and sprightly.
Any beer, be it brisk and delicious, a dry gold is the world's best friend. Since I've tasted dry gold, I'm rather suspicious of just any brand. I'll take my stand and right gold brand. It's extra dry to satisfy your thirst. Yes, I must recommend that bright, lively, good taste. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry gold is the girl's best friend.
Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for flavor that's brisk, bright, and clean clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat.
Want to try Extra Dry Rheingold beer.
Now the Giants will have the heart of their batting order up against Galen Sisko in the last half of the fifth inning. Mets right back into the game by scoring two after two were away in their half of the fifth inning. Willie Mays will be up against Galen Sisko in the home fifth inning. Willie hit a home run with the bases clear, his 11th of the year in the first inning. Willie now is 4-for-5 in the series, including two home runs. Galen out of his windup, the pitch to Willie. Ground ball hit toward the hole. Moran feels it deep in the hole. Long peg, he's out at first base. Al Moran with that strong throwing arm gunning down Willie Mays. He really had great defensive position that time on Willie. He was playing him over toward the hole on the left side of the diamond. But actually took the ball without too much trouble. He was missing firmly as close to the base hit. Here's Willie McCovey. He hit one over the wire fence in the center over 400 feet away for a home run in the first and was struck out on a changeup in the third. Inside, it's ball one. Baby Bull, Orlando Cepeda, will be up next, and then Ed Bailey. Here's the windup pitched by Sisko. He lets it go. It's inside and low. Ball two, 2-0. Galen hoping to notch his second win against three setbacks this year. Pitches 2-0. Ball three, and now he goes behind on McCovey, a tough hitter, 3-0. Willie hitting an even 300 with seven homers and 17 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Inside, it's ball four, and Willie is up. Galen has thrown a lot of pitches in this game. He now has walked five, struck out five, given up three runs, allowed four hits. And the hitter is Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda has drawn a walk and been struck out. He's 0-for-1, batting at 321. Ground ball hits the shortstop. Moran's only play is across the diamond to Crane Pool in time, getting Cepeda. They had McCovey running, and so he goes to second. Now there are two away. That brings up Ed Bailey. Galen Sisko has been pitching very well for New York, but he has been tormented by that home run pitch. Game in Milwaukee, he walked two, and then Len Gabrielson hit a three-run homer. That was in the first inning. He wound up losing 5-2. In the Polo Grounds, he walked two, and Willie Mays hit one. After that, he pitched well, but was the loser. Then against Cincinnati, an error and a walk, and Leo Cardenas hit one to beat him. Ground ball hit foul in behind Wes Westbrook. Giants 3 and the Mets 2. We're in the last half of inning number 5. Ron Hunt deep against power hitting Ed Bailey. He plays him a couple of steps into right field. Now the pitch on the way. In the dirt, black bag, Canizero. No advance, one ball, one strike. Canizero caught his first game of the year yesterday. Handled himself well behind the plate and had an extra base hit. Pitch to Bailey. A high drive deep to center field. Back goes Hickman. He has room. He's under it. Makes the catch and the side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. 5 innings complete. The score, San Francisco 3, New York 2. Now Charlie Neal will try and get things going in the top half of the sixth inning. He will be followed by Ron Hunt and then Cliff Cook. Billy Pierce on the mound for San Francisco. Charlie 0 for 2. Ground ball hammered towards short, backhand play by Pagan. Long peg to first, out. He got it, a great throw. Side of that San Francisco infield has turned in some real eye-poppers this game tonight. Third baseman Jim Davenport has made two sparkling plays. And that was a good one by Pagan, a backhand stab, and a throw that really had something on it. One away and nobody on. The hitter is Ron Hunt. Ron was robbed of a hit on a fielding gem by Davenport his last time at bat. Ron 0 for 2. A high foul ball hit to the left, no play. Ron way out in front on that one. Ron, a little bit like Ralph Kiner in that he's bothered by all kinds of allergies. He's, according to the doctor, allergic to grass. Pretty tough thing for a ball player. A line drive base hit going to right field as Ron Hunt keeps his consecutive game streak alive. Ron now has hit safely in 10 straight games. He singles to right with one man away. Now the hitter will be Cliff Cook. They have sent the sign to the Giants bullpen. Don Larson is now cranking up. Mets trailing 3-2. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Duke Snyder, the left fielder, is on deck, and then Jim Hickman. Billy Pierce retired 12 in a row over the first four innings. But Duke Snyder broke it up with a single to right center in the fifth inning. He later came in to score on Al Moran's single to left. Curve is hit down to third. Caught in the air by Davenport. Thrown to first. Safe. Headlong slide back to first. Gets Ron Hunt back safely. That's the second time in the game that Cook has lined out for third. Now before Snyder steps in, we'll pause for station identification.
810 on your radio dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, a General Electric station. The time, 28 minutes until 2.
One ball and no strikes. Duke Snyder batting. Duke has one hit and two times up. Cliff Cook hitting in tough luck in the game tonight. Twice he has lined out to Jim Davenport. Now Hunt leading off first. Pitched by Billy Pierce, a curve that's inside. Snyder takes the count 2-0. The game yesterday, the Giants took a 6-1 lead, but the Mets fought back. They got four runs. They lost it 6-5. Left-hander against left-hander, and it's low, ball three. Now a 3-0 count on Duke Snyder. During the regular season last year, Billy Pierce won 12 and lost none here in Candlestick Park. He won 12 of his 16 regular season victories in Candlestick. Curve is over on 3-0, a call strike, 3-1. Spears taking no chances on throwing a fastball to Snyder on 3-0 at this spot. So the Mets trailing by one run, 3-2. So he curved him on 3-0. Wind has subsided considerably. Here's the pitch on the way. Lowest ball four. The Duke gets on and moves Ron Hunt to second base and brings Alvin Dark out of the Giant dugout. Larson has been warming up in the bullpen. That is the first walk given up by Billy Pierce. And this will be all for Billy, and Don Larson will be brought on in relief. So Billy Pierce will leave the game after pitching 5 2/3 innings. At the moment, he has given up 2 runs, allowed 4 hits. Walked only one man, the walk just issued to Duke Snyder, and struck out 7. Veteran right-hander Don Larson comes on. It'll be right-hander against right-hander. Dart bringing in Larson to pitch to Jim Hickman with 2 on and 2 out. For Don Larson, this will be his 8th appearance of the year, all in relief. He worked against the New York Mets in the second game of the doubleheader in the Polo Grounds, won by New York 4-2 on a strong pitching effort by Carl Willie. In relief, he pitched 3 innings and gave up 1 run. Larson has 1 men and lost 1. He lost in relief to Houston 2-1. Very first time out. Here's the hand for Billy Pierce. In other games, tonight a no-hitter for Don Manibart, the 27-year-old right-hander from West Newton, Mass. Houston beat Philadelphia 4-1 behind Manibart's no-hitter. Hamilton was the loser. Warwick and Goss homered. Braves and Cubs were rained out today in Chicago. Actually, New York time, I should say yesterday, I guess. In a night game, St. Louis 11, Cincinnati 2, a four-hitter for Ernie Brolio, Joey J. losing at 7, Grote and Musial homer. They're still going in Los Angeles after 6.5. Dodgers 9, Pittsburgh 1 behind Bob Miller, Gibbon, Francis, and Sisk for the Pirates, a 2-run homer by Frank Howard. At the Yankee Stadium, Jim Bouton pitched a four-hitter, and Joe Pepitone homered twice with a man on to give the Yankees a 4-3 win over the Angels. Leon Wagner with 2 homers drove in all 3 runs for Los Angeles. Mel Nelson was the loser. 3-hit shutout by Ted Bosfield snapped a 5-game Red Sox winning streak. Kansas City 2, Boston nothing. Dave Moorhead losing. White Sox and the Birds rained out in Baltimore. Tigers in Washington couldn't play, rain in Washington. Bob Allison had a big game with 3 homers, at least 6 RBIs, as Minnesota downed Cleveland 11-4. Jim Perry the winner and Gary Bell the loser. Bob Bolin goes to work in the bullpen as Larson gets set to go now to pitch to Jim Hickman. 2 on and 2 out. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, it's ball 1 to Jim Hickman. Mets trailing by 1, 3-2. We're in the top half of the 6th inning. Ron Hunt leading off first base. Duke Snyder leads off second and Snyder off first. Ball 2, the slider is outside. 2-0 now on Hickman. Alvin Dark has the big blind right-hander. Bob Bolin getting ready now for the Giants. Just before New York checked into San Francisco, Bolin saved 2 games in 2 days against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yesterday's game, the 3rd in a row that the relief pitching had to save for the starter for San Francisco. Breaking ball over, a foul strike, 2-1 now on Jim Hickman. Those of you who joined us along the line and perhaps wonder about the lateness of the evening, in the opening inning, this game was held up over 30 minutes due to fog. Now the 2-1 pitch. In the dirt, a good scoop by Ed Bailey. And now it's 3-1 on Jim Hickman. Eddie Cranepool is the on-deck hitter. Giants, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. New York, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Al Larson looking in for his sign. Down 3-1 on Jim Hickman. 3-1 delivery. Ball 4, that loads the bases and brings up Eddie Cranefield. So Eddie Cranefield comes on to hit with the bases loaded. Eddie batting at 232 has been up twice and been struck out twice. But he's up against a right-hander for the first time in the game. Two men down. Eddie stepping in with the Mets trailing by 1 run, 3-2. Now the pitch by Larson. Low and inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Outfield is dragged toward right against Eddie Cranefield. Ron Hunt leads off third. Snyder off second. Hickman off first. A swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Larson threw a breaking ball. Cranefield went right after it, and now it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Chris Canizero crouched to the on-deck circle, still wearing his shin guards with 2 down, and hoping that Cranefield can save him a stick. Now Eddie cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. Just got a piece of it, a foul ball. And the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Veteran right-hander Don Larson is on in relief of starter Billy Pierce. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. One hit, no errors, 3 left on. At the end of 5.5, the score of the Giants 3 and the Mets 2. Now we go along to the last of the 6th inning. Joey Amalfitano will be out to hit against Galen Zisco. Mets casting a menacing shadow against Giant Hurley in the top half of the inning, but Don Larson on 3-2. And Eddie Cranefield to nip the threat, and 3 were left on. Totals, Giants 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and New York 2 runs, 4 hits, and no error. Got a real good chance to get kind of late back in New York before this ball game. Malfitano, right-hand batter. Line drive hit hard. Base hit to right center field. Cutting over into right center, Jim Hickman, and he plays the ball back to the infield. So Malfitano is on with a hard single to right center. That plays hit number 5 for the Giants, and it brings up Jose Pagan. Jose Pagan has been up twice, been thrown out by Al Moran, and taken a call third strike. Now Charlie Neal is in close at third in the event of a bunt. Cranefield holds against a runner. He's around a bunt, doesn't offer it, it's inside and high. 1 ball and no strikes. Galen keeping that fastball up high to make it a tough pitch to lay down. Now Pagan checking with Whitey Lackman, the coach of third, to see if Alvin Dark still has the bunt play on. Outfield around toward left. Now throw to first. He almost caught him waiting. Now we're were holding for just a moment while Anao Picano gets the dirt off his uniform after sliding back. Here's the pitch. He didn't offer to bunt at that one, but took it, and it goes outside and low, ball two, two and nothing. For those of you who joined us late, the Giants grabbed a 2-0 lead in the opening inning on home runs by Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. They were back-to-back home runs. They picked up their third run in the fourth inning when Davenport walked with the bases loaded to force in a run. Pitch is over for a strike. As well, put a play on there to seem to baffle the Giants. It was almost like a pitch out, although the count was 2-0. But he had to reach back and catch the pitch that was over the plate for a strike. 2-1 on Jose Pagan. Throw to first. Not in time. Amal Fatano tagging up with his hand as he plunges back. Last half of the sixth inning. A quick throw to first. Not in time. He really almost had him leaning the other way that time. Gil and Sisko mixing up those moves to first base. Now the pitch. He's around but doesn't offer. And it's out of the strike zone. 3-1. Galen Sisko has walked five men, struck out five, given up three runs, allowed five hits. Now the crowd of nearly 20,000 at Candlestick Park, starting that rhythmic clapping. Mal Fatano leads off first. Throw to first, not in time. Pitching 3-1. Swing and a miss on a curve. And Cannizzaro was hit by the foul tip. Just barely nicked it enough so that he steered it into Chris Cannizzaro's midsection, and the count is 3-2. Now let's keep an eye on him out for Tyler and see if Alvin Dark puts a play on. Nobody out, 3-2 on Pagan. Galen, a rather slow worker, now eyes his runner. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Foul ball over toward the crowd. This will be out of play. Eddie Cranepool digging in, hoping, but it's over into the field boxes. Nice night now after the pretty hectic start with all the wind and the fog in the early part of the game. Mal Fatano edging away at first. He's running. Here's the pitch. Hit hard. Foul ball. Down into the Giant bullpen. It caroms down out into left field. Once again, Mal Fatano will have to retrace his steps to first base. For the second time, he was running on the 3-2 delivery. The other major league game not complete, the game going in Los Angeles. Dodgers with a big lead over the Pirates. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch on the way inside, and high, it's ball four. So Galen Sisko is on the edge of some serious trouble. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And Don Larson, a good hitter, is scheduled up. Well, you know, millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. How about you? Right now, why not open up or order up a Rheingold Extra Dry? Billy O'Dell is coming out to bat for Don Larson. Odell was 2 for 3 before he left the scene yesterday. Maybe a good putter, that may be the reason Alvin wants to send him back. Nolan warming up in the bullpen for the Giants. He'll take over the pitching, and Tracy Stallard is now warming up for the New York Mets. Now the Mets will be looking for the bunt with Billy Odell hitting for Don Larson. Table setters have done their job. 2 men are on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. He's around the bunt. Bunt, foul ball. Grabbed quickly by Canizero. And a one strike count now on Billy Odell. Now, Galen Fisco makes the stop. The pitch coming down. Bunted. Fair ball. Good bunt. The play goes to third. He's out at third. Fast fielding by Fisco. They get the lead runner of Al Pitano. Fisco took the gamble. When he turned that throw loose, it looked like Mal Pitano was practically on third. But he really rifled the throw to Charlie Neal, and it was in time to get a Mal Pitano. One away, runners on first and second. The batter is Jim Davenport. Davenport has been called out on strikes, lined out to short, and drawn a walk. Right-hand hitter batting at 242. Dangerous hitter. They play him around toward left. Ball one inside and high. Giants 3 and the Mets 2, last half of the sixth inning. Now the pitch on the way. Curve is over for a call strike. One ball, one strike. All over in Los Angeles, the Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 9-3. Bob Miller, the winner, and the loser, Joe Gibbons. Dodgers now have won 9 of their last 11 ball games. They'll be rooting for the Mets to try and win this one. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball hammered down to third. Neal fires the second one. On to first, double play to retire the side. Charlie Neal sending the ball around the infield for the twin killing that erases the Giants. In the sixth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Now at the end of six, the score, the Giants 3 and the Mets 2. We'll be going to the seventh inning of a 3-2 ball game, and as we get set to do so, all set to follow the exciting action for you, Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Bob Murphy, the New York Mets, pulling it out there with the fourth and third on the attempted sacrifice, and then pulling off the double play that went from Neal to Hunt and on over to Eddie Cranepool. Well, the New York Mets, of course, present a new face on that infield this year. It's something that the San Francisco Giant fans have been very much aware of, the fact that the Mets now can pull off the big plays on the infield. In addition to that, though, the Mets have something else new this year, and it's an official song called Meet the Mets. You've heard it at the ballpark and on these broadcasts and on the telecast. And now there's a 45 RPM record of the Meet the Mets songs available. There are two versions of the song, one with vocal, the other strictly instrumental. So if you want to get your copy of the Meet the Mets record, send $1 to Met Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. And keeping right on the subject of baseball, you'll want to mark the date of Monday night, June 3rd on your baseball calendar. That's the night of the Mayor's Trophy game between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. It'll be played at Yankee Stadium. Tickets are now on sale for that Mayor's Trophy game at all of the New York Mets ticket outlets. Or if you want to get your tickets by mail, write to Ticket Manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. New pitcher in the ballgame is Bob Folan for the San Francisco Giants.
Bob Bolin working here in relief of Larson, who is your move for Billy O'Dell to try the sacrifice. Bolin has a record of one victory and no losses. He has worked exclusively in relief. This is his ninth appearance. He's a tall right-hander, and Chris Canizaro is up. Here's the wind-up of the pitch, one out, and missed with strike one. Tracy Stallard continues to throw in the bullpen for the New York Mets as the old Professor Casey Stengel wants to be all set to go for a pinch hitter in case the New York Mets can get something started here in the top half of the seventh inning. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's strike two to Chris Canizaro. He had a single. Hard hit ball to left field in the top half of the fifth inning. Giants are leading here by a score of 3-2. Giants have 3 runs on 5 hits. The Mets have 2 runs on 4 hits. Bolin has his sign now from Ed Bailey, and here's the pitch. It misses outside. It pops off the glove of Ed Bailey and comes on back as Jocko Scotland pokes Ed Bailey on the head before he throws the ball back to the pitcher, and that is the reaction you hear from the crowd. Ball just sort of glanced off the glove of Ed Bailey, and apparently he said something because Conlon jumped a little bit and then just sort of, with his left hand, bumped Bailey on the back of the head and then fired another ball on back. Here's the pitch. Swung on and has a looper going out to left center field. McCovey coming over, and he McCovey taking that one. That's the waste on the bull run. Hayes was coming over, didn't have a chance, and there's one away. Al Moran, a right-hand batter, is coming up. Moran singles, driving a run in the top half of the fifth inning, and on the ball that he lined out into left, McCovey committed an error, which allowed another run to score, accounting for the two runs that the Mets got in the top half of the fifth inning. One man out, nobody on base. Mets batting in the top of the seventh. Here's a swing and a miss. Al Moran picked a big cut at that one all the way around. Tracy Stallard is still throwing in the bullpen of the New York Mets. So if Al Moran can get on, it's likely that manager Stengel will go for the pinch hitter. That pitch is in there for a call strike. Two strike count now to Moran. Perfectly calm evening here at Candlestick Park at the moment. Very little wind blowing. The flags barely stirring. No fog at all. It's completely clear. It's a breaking ball that misses way outside. 1-2. Bob Bolin pitching here. Billy Pierce started. Pitched 4 innings of perfect baseball. Stayed in for 5 2/3, during which he gave up 2 runs on 4 hits. Struck out 7, walked 2. Here's a swing. And a foul ball off the protection of Jocko Conlon. Jocko engaged in a few histrionics before tossing the ball back out to Bolin. In fact, he didn't toss it near Bolin. He just sort of tossed it out in the general direction of the mound. So, Al Moran asked that the ball be examined since it rolled around out there on the grass and on the mound a little bit. Zuckery just looks at it in Bailey's glove and leaves it in play. Now here is the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and has a high pop back at second. Going back is Pagan. He is tall. He's back pedaling back up by Mays, and Pagan takes it for the out. Two away, and right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
A 10 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The time is 1 minute past 2 a.m.
Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, and Galen Sisko is going to bat for himself since the Mets have thus far been unable to get anything started here in the top of the seventh, and Tracy Stallard sits down in the bullpen. Sisko has been up twice. He grounded out pitcher to first, he grounded out second to first. Bob Bolin winds and fires, pitches far and has a drive to right. Felipe Lou moves back, and he makes the catch. Oh, well, hit by Sisko to right field, but he is out and in the top of the seventh. Mets got no runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, it is the Giants 3, the Mets 2. Why does the umpire at home plate keep moving around before every pitch? Well, it's to be sure he's in position to call the pitch right. You only need to make one move to be sure of the taste that's right in filter cigarettes. Just move over to Viceroy, because Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the taste that's right. Here's what I mean. If you smoke all seven leading filter brands, you'll find some taste too strong. You know, just like the unfiltered kind. And some taste too light. They take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy's not too strong and not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. So next time you buy cigarettes, make the move to Viceroy in the familiar soft pack or new slide top case. Either way, Viceroy's got the taste that's right. So why not pick up a carton of Viceroy next time you're buying cigarettes? We're moving to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Giants will send up Philippe Ballou, batting number two in the batting order. He has been up three times tonight without a hit. Giants leading by a score of 3-2. Galen Sisko started. He's come all the way for the New York Mets. And I should imagine we might have a few fans listening in tonight who haven't done so before. We've got tonight people on tonight with early morning baseball in New York. So welcome aboard. We're always glad to have you. In case you wonder why we happen to be around at such an hour, it's partially because of the fact that we were held up for 34 minutes because of fog and wind. In the bottom half of the first inning, the game was held up. And I can attest to the fact there was fog and there was wind. There was little of either at this moment. Philippe Ballou is a right-hand batter. Sisko has the sign. He's into the windup. And here's the pitch. Swung on, and there is a loop going out into short left. And Moran races back, and he makes the catch. Moran going back into short left, full tilt ahead toward the outfield fence. Reached as far as he could reach, lost his balance, a little stumbled along, and came up with the baseball. Beautiful catch by Moran. So Philippe Ballou is out. There is one away, and that'll bring up Willie Mays. Willie had a home run into the wind, over the left field fence in the bottom half of the first inning, and since then has grounded out short the first twice. Galen Sisko with a windup and the pitch to Mays. Going away for ball one. Willie's batting average at this moment is .271. Seven home runs. Here's a swing and a drive deep to left center field. Hickman is going back as far as he can go, and he puts it away right at the fence. Jim Hickman off and running. Got a good jump. Got there and then waited a moment. And took the ball right out the fence, out in left center, halfway between the 365 sign and the 410 sign. Two away, and that will bring up Willie McCovey. McCovey had a home run in the bottom half of the first inning over the center field fence here. He struck out swinging and walked since. Big left-hand batter. Two men out, nobody on base for the Giants, batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Pitch is low for a ball. Well, yesterday, the Giants got out to an early lead over the Mets, built it up to 6-1, and then the Mets had a big four-run inning to bring it to 6-5, and twice the Mets after that got the potential tying run to second base. Couldn't push it across and lost by one run. Pitch is low and away for a ball. Tonight, the Giants were out in front early with two home runs in the bottom half of the first, added another when a run was walked across in the bottom half of the fourth inning to make it 3-0, but the Mets came up with two big ones. The top of the fifth to make it 3-2, and that's where we are right now. Swing and a ground ball. That is deep to first. It is a fair ball. Cranepool takes it, makes the play unassisted, and Galen Sisko retires the side in order in the bottom of the seventh with no runs on, no hits, no errors, none left. At the end of seven in Candlestick Park, San Francisco, it is the Giants 3, the Mets 2. So let's check up bring up to date on scores of the Major League Baseball games of the day and night, in case you have joined us recently. Houston Colt 45 defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 as Don Nottebohr threw a no-hitter. He got a no-hitter but did not get a shutout when the Phillies scored a run in the top half of the fifth on a two-base error, a sacrifice on a sacrifice fly hit by Don Hope. But it is the second National League no-hitter of this season. Sandy Koufax pitched the other one against the Giants. Nottebohr has won 5 and lost 1. His only loss was at the Polo Grounds to the Mets by a score of 10-3. Carl Warwick and Howie Goss homered in the ballgame for Houston. Milwaukee scheduled at Chicago this afternoon, postponed because of rain. The Cardinals defeated the Reds tonight 11-2. Ernie Brolio getting his fourth victory of the season. Joey Jay took the loss. Dick Broton, Stan Musial homered for the Cards. And the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Los Angeles 9-3. As Bob Miller got the win with help from Scott in the ninth, Joe Gibbons started, took the loss. Frank Howard homered in the fifth with one on. The American League, the Yankees defeated the Angels 4-3 as Joe Pepitone hit two home runs, each with a man on, and Leon Wagner hit two home runs for the Los Angeles Angels. Bouton to win them, Mel Nelson the loser. Kansas City A's shut out the Boston Red Sox 2-0. Bosefield the winner and Moorhead the loser. Chicago at Baltimore postponed because of rain. Charlie Neal is at the plate and the pitch is inside for a ball. Detroit was scheduled at Washington for a twinighter, postponed because of rain, and the Minnesota Twins defeated Cleveland 11-4. Perry the winner, Bell the loser, Harmon Killebrew homered, Versalis homered, and Bob Allison had three home runs in the ballgame. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. There is no other Major League action going on at this time. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Charlie Neal, and it's inside for a ball. Left-hander Don Rowe is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Mets. He's a native of Compton, California. Charlie Neal tonight is 0-3. Bob Bolin with the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's 2-2 to Neal. Mets up here in the top half of the eighth inning, trailing by one run, with Ron Hunt on deck. Ron kept his consecutive game hitting streak alive in the top of the sixth when he singled, and he has now hit safely in 10 consecutive games. Boland's pitch just swung on and missed. So Neal goes down via the strikeout route, one away, and that'll bring up Ron Hunt. Grounded out second to first, grounded out third to first, and single to right. Ron Hunt has a batting average right now of .310. He started the night with an average of .39, which made him the number 9 batter in the National League, just behind Henry Aaron of Milwaukee, just ahead of Bill White of the Cardinals. Here's a swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. Strike one count to Ron Hunt. Well, Ralph Kiner, it's nice to see that you got this California weather all cleared up for us here tonight.
You know, this sort of reminds you of Chicago. You know, they say just wait a while and the weather can change. But this is certainly the windy spot in California.
All right, here's a pitch bunted, foul on the first baseline as Hunt's trying to bunt himself on. It's two strikes. Yes, sir, in the course of about 3 or 4 hours here, we've had just almost any kind of weather you'd care to mention. Downtown, we had the warmest day of the year in San Francisco, and the temperature got to 77. Then we certainly had one of the windiest days of the year, and we tried to walk in the ballpark. If I hadn't walked behind you, I don't think I would have made it.
Wait a minute, I'm not that fat.
Two strikeouts to Ron Hunt. It's a swing and a drive deep to left. McCovey going back. May is going back. This one is going down for a home run for Ron Hunt. And the ball game is tied up. We got a brand new one here. It's a 3-3 game. And Ron Hunt gets his third home run of the season. And his 10th run batted in. And it's the Mets 3, the Giants 3. He leaned on that one. His second home run in this series. With one man out, Cliff Cook is coming up. Good attempts, hasn't had a hit, but twice he has ripped that ball into the glove of Jim Davenport down at third. Here is a swing and a miss for strike one. Ralph, that Ron Hunt gets a lot of power for a little man, doesn't he?
He certainly is strong. That ball was well hit because you have to drive the ball out the left with that wind blowing in.
All right, this pitch is in there to Cook for a call strike two. With Duke Snider waiting around on deck. The home run coming off relief pitcher Bob Bola. That pitch misses high and away. It's one and two. Don Rowe continues to throw in the bullpen for the Mets. Manager Alvin Dark has changed his pitching rotation. He's going to pitch Jack Sanford tomorrow instead of Jack Fisher. With a swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. So the count holds at one ball and two strikes to Cliff Cook. Cook swings the bat as he waits. It is outside for ball. It's two and two. All even at 3-3, so if you happen to be listening around home, there's really no point in going to sleep now. We might have a lot of baseball left here. Olin has a sign, and here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and sliced off foul. It's 2-2. One man out for the Mets, batting here in the top half of the eighth. Bolin with the pitch, swung on, and has a high foul pop back at third, being chased over by Davenport. He has a play, he's underneath, plenty of room, and he makes the catch. So Cook with a high foul to Davenport. He is the second out, and Duke Snider's coming up. Duke got the first hit of this game for the Mets. It was a single to center in the top half of the fifth. To that point, Billy Pierce, who started, had pitched a perfect game. He had retired the first 12 Mets to come up in this game. He not only had a no-hitter going, he had a perfect game going. And it struck out five to that point. But then the Mets hopped on him for a couple of runs. Last year at Austin, Texas, Ron Hunt hit only two home runs. He's already hit three in his major league debut year. It's outside for a ball to Snider. Duke is one for two and a walk. Pitch is fired high and away.
From what I've seen of Ron Hunt, I would say that at Austin or in that league, they either have the worst lights that they can put up or awfully big ballparks, because it's hard to believe that he only hit two home runs with the power he's shown.
Of course, Texas is a big state. Here's the pitch outside for a ball.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I tell you one thing, they used a lot of it in that Houston ballpark. It's fairly large. Here is the 3-0 pitch to Snider. He walked it on four-pitch ball. And that will bring up Jim Hickman. Struck out, and walked. Score tied here. The Mets 3 and the Giants 3. Duke Snider takes his lead at first base. There's a pitch in there for a call strike to Jim Hickman. Ed Crane Poole is waiting on deck. Top half of the eighth inning. Swing and a miss. Two strike count to Jim Hickman. Nine Mets have gone down via the strikeout route tonight, and the way manager Casey Stengel calculates it, he deducts the number of strikeouts from the number of putouts you get in the course of a ball game to see what you have left to work with. Here's the pitch,
swung on, and missed. He struck him out to retire the side. That's the third time Hickman's been out swinging tonight. Second strikeout for Bolin, a total of 10 strikeouts for the combined pitching effort of the Giants. In the top half of the eighth, the Mets got one run on one hit, a homer by Ron Hunt, no errors, and one left. And at the end of seven and a half at Candlestick in San Francisco, it's the Mets 3, the Giants 3. Say, what's your idea of a perfect day? Well, maybe it's sailing on Long Island Sound or on one of the many rivers and lakes we have around New York. Or maybe it's getting the family together for a picnic. There are some wonderful places to go that are nearby, but whatever your idea of a perfect day is, I've got a little tip for you. Any great day can be made more wonderful when you remember to have Rheingold on hand. Rheingold Extra Dry. Here's beer that, well, it's beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. And those two words, extra dry, tell you why. Yes, sir, they tell you why Rheingold has a flavor that, well, you just don't find in any other beer. Why Rheingold Extra Dry even looks more refreshing. But, of course, the real test is in the taste. That's where Rheingold Extra Dry is at its very best. Like I said, Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. So, make your days a bit more wonderful. Enjoy Rheingold Extra Dry. Bottom half of the eighth inning of a ball game that is tied 3-3. The Giants send up Orlando Cepeda. He had walked, called out on strikes, and grounded out short to first. Gaylord Perry, hard-throwing right-hander, is warming up in the bullpen for the Giants. So that manager Alvin Dark will be ready to go to the pinch hitter if he gets down that far in the batting order. This pitch is in there for a called strike. Galen Sisko started for the Mets, and he's still in there. The Mets have battled back here. They were down 3-0, and they have battled back to 3-3. Swinging a foul ball back. Two strike count. Through seven and a half innings, the Mets have 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors. The Giants have 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Giants started tonight on top in the National League with a 3-game bulge over the second place, Los Angeles Dodgers. Already the Dodgers have won their game tonight. Pitch is low. 1-2. Chris Canizero cocked the arm as though to throw it out to third. John O'Connell says ball one. Dodgers have won 9 of their last 12 games, including a 3-game sweep of a set over the Giants. Field, and Snyder is back there. He has room. He's waiting, and Duke Snyder puts it away for the out. High fly ball to left, hit by Cepeda. One away, and left-hand batter and catcher Ed Bailey's coming up. Called out on strike. Single, hit a ground ball to Cabat off the chest. Green move down at first base. That was in the fourth inning, and he flies to center in the fifth. So Bailey's 1-for-3 tonight and has a batting average of .323. He is doing most of the catching these days, the Giants. Pitch low and away for a ball. And now, left-hander Ken McKenzie gets up to throw in the bullpen for the Mets. Galen Sisko gets his side. Pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Score is tied. The Mets 3, the Giants 3. This pitch is far out and belted foul on the ground back of first out of play on down into the bullpen area of the Mets. Runs to count 1-2 to Ed Bailey. We'll be back here at Candlestick again tomorrow afternoon. Of course, if you're in New York, since it's already in the early morning hours, it'll be this afternoon.
We'll be on air at 3:55 p.m. New York time, radio and television. And we'll bring you both games of the doubleheader from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on Sunday, radio and television. Here's a swing and a ground ball to second. Taken deep by Ron Hunt, up with it, plays it over to first in time. Hunt was down on both knees on the edge of the outfield grass to block that one. Two away, nobody on, and Joey Malfitano's coming. Malfitano has walked, singled, and singled. Two for two and a walk. Batting average is 179. Three home runs in the game here tonight. Willie Mays hit one. Willie McCovey hit one, both in the first inning for the Giants. Ron Hunt hit one for the Mets in the eighth inning. Pitch is in there for a called strike to the right-hand batter. Ken Cisco is set to work. Pitch is in there for a called strike. And Alfitana had a notion, didn't swing the bat. It was a called strike. Official paid attendance here tonight, 19,352. All things considered, an excellent turnout here at Candlestick to see the Mets and the Giants. Low and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Cisco takes a moment now. Looks in to get his sign from Chris Cannizzaro. And here is the 1-2 pitch. In there for a call, strike three. Caught him looking. Strikeout number six for Galen Cisco. As he sets the side down in order in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. At the end of eight, it's the Mets three and the Giants three. If you'd like to follow the activity of the New York Mets very closely, you can do it better with a copy of the 1963 official New York Mets yearbook. And the revised edition is now available. It has biographies of Ed Cranepool and Duke Snyder that were not in the original yearbook this year. And inside, over 100 pictures with biographical and statistical data about all your favorite Mets players. A story about Casey Stengel, stories about the coaches, the Shea Stadium and the Stadiorama scoreboard. Highlights of last season and a full page of players' autographs. To obtain your copy of the 1963 yearbook, send 50 cents for each copy to Met Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Or if you want to pick up your copy in person, you can do that at the Met Ticket Office at Pennsylvania Station, located in the Long Island Waiting Room, or the Met Ticket Office at Grand Central Station, located at the foot of the Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Say, May is National Tavern Month, an especially good time to visit your friendly neighborhood tavern and enjoy a glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. New York Mets send up Ed Cranepool in the top half of the ninth inning to face right-hand pitcher Bob Bolin with the score tied 3-3. And a pitch is high and away for a ball. Andrew's been up three times, struck out all three times tonight. Pitch is in there for a foul strike, 1-1. New ball is put into play here. Chris Cannizzaro is on deck. Larry Benares is now throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Swinging a foul ball. Back and into the stands out of play. Runs the count to one ball and two strikes to Cranepool. Of course, is now the pitcher of record in this ball game for the Giants. Here's the pitch. High and away for ball. 2-2. Carlos Cepeda, playing about 2 feet from the line and deep at first base and squared around a little on Ed Cranepool. The main of the defense is not shaded that direction at all. Pitch is on away for ball. It's 3-2. Apparently, he's going to protect that line all the way down. With the score tied here, 3-3. But that gives Cranepool a big gap between first and second. We'll have a payoff pitch coming here. Swung on and sliced foul, and stands off to the left side and out of play. The outfield defense of the Giants plays Cranepool straight away. Bolin getting a sign from Ed Bailey. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, struck him out. Cranepool has struck out swinging four times tonight. Third strikeout for Bolin. That is the 11th strikeout for the combined effort of Pierce Larson and Bolin. One away and Chris Canizero coming up. He is 1-for-3. And right now he is being called back, and Tim Harkness is going to bat for Canizero. Tim Harkness is a left-hand batter, and he's going to bat for Canizero. He has 2 home runs this year and 11 runs batted in. So Casey Single goes to the bench here in the top half of the ninth inning, a game that is tied 3-3. To try to get a little extra punch. Bolin with the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike one. One man out and nobody on base. And with the pitch, swung on and missed, struck him out. 4 strikeouts for Bolin. He has struck out 3 consecutive batters now. Shortstop Al Moran is coming up. Before he does, we pause for station identification.
ATL on your dial, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time is 2:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Here's a pitch to Moran. It's low for ball one. Here's Bolin's pitch, swung on and fouled back. In 16 and two-thirds innings of relief work, Bob Bolin has struck out 18 batters, which is indicative of the kind of work he's been doing and why manager Alvin Dark has been so very pleased with his recent performance. Alvin's been looking for help in the relief corps, and he figures that Bolin is giving him the big job these days. Here's a pitch that's in there for a foul strike. It's 1-2. Score is tied. The Mets 3, the Giants 3. During that 16 and two-thirds inning, Bolin has given up 9 hits. But he's been tough for the Mets here tonight. Pitch misses low, and it's 2-2. Here's a pitch, and he swings and misses. He tried to check it. The Jocko Carlin says it's a strikeout. Moran protests, but to no avail, and Bolin has struck out the side, registering his 5th strikeout of the game. In the top of the ninth, the Mets no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. At the end of 8.5 innings, it's the Mets 3, the Giants 3.
My beer is Rheingold, a dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's the bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
And now you can enjoy famous Rheingold Extra Dry in the new Chug-A-Mug.
It's the first and only beer container with a wide mouth and a top that's so easy to open. Just pull the tab on top straight out, then straight up, and off. You drink right from the Chug-a-Mug. No glasses, no opener, no deposits, no fooling. Chug-a-Mug holds the same and costs the same as the 12-ounce can. Buy it now wherever famous Rheingold Extra Dry is sold.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Chug-a-Mug is a new way to buy beer. Better get some today.
Chug-a-Mug, what you say?
What a great way to drink Rheingold beer.
Norm Sherry is catching now for the New York Mets. Canizero, you recall, was removed from the pinch hitter. So, Norm Sherry is the catcher. Casey Stengel hustles back to the dugout, and there's a fan reaction here. Shortstop Jose Pagan will be up to lead off for the San Francisco Giants. Four times, 3-3. Pagan's right-hand batter, grounded out short to first, called out on strikes and walks, so he's nothing for two and a walk officially. Galen Sisco, who started, has come all the way for the New York Mets. This pitch is in there for a call, strike two for God. Gaylord Perry is throwing in the bullpen for the Giants with pitcher Bob Boland due up next. Here's a pitch in there for a call, strike two to Jose Pagan. Craig and Bernard still throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. With two strikes on Pagan, Charlie Neal, who had been in even with the bag, retreats to normal depth at third base. Sisco with a windup in the pitch. Swung on as a ground ball deep to Neal at third. The long throw across. It's a low throw, and it's a good fly. Going on across the roll up campus and on the way to second. It's Pagan. He pulls up safely at second base. And there is an overthrow, and it's going out of the left field. Pagan is going on to third. So Jose Pagan goes all the way to third base. Charlie Neal fielded the ball deep behind the back near the line. Had plenty of time, but threw low to Grainfield, well out in front of him. The errors are charged on that play against Charlie Neal and Ron Hunt. Because on the backup, the ball went on by Grainfield and hit the roll of canvas. It was in play. Canizero was chasing it, and so was Hunt. Hunt was up with it. Threw to second to Moran, and that was a wide throw. Went on out into left field, allowing Pagan to go to third with a potential winning run here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So the Giants have potential winning run. And this is going to be Harvey Keene coming up to bat for Bob Boland. Nobody out. Charge errors against Neal and Hunt on that play, which enabled Pagan to go all the way to third on a ground ball. Harvey Keene, one-time batting champion of the American League, has an average of 195 this season, been up 41 times and has 8 hits. He is a right-hand batter. The Mets, of course, have to pull the infield in here because they can't give up that run. It crosses the plate. This ball game is over. It's the bottom half of the ninth inning. Galen Sisco on the mound facing tremendous odds in this situation. Mets have the outfield in as well, of course, because they can't take a chance on the bloop, and here's the pitch in there. A cross strike. The outfield is played at normal depth, of course, and a fly ball is back there. It would score the run and end the game anyway, so the Mets have infield in and outfield in. Sisco has a strike one count to Harvey Keene with the windup and the pitch, and it just misses outside. It's 1-1. Jim Davenport is kneeling on deck. Al Moran getting instructions from the dugout about his position. Still not quite straightened out on it. Now he strides over a few steps toward the bag. Now the other way. That's the way they want him to go. Stride or two toward the hole on Harvey Keene. Here's the pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball to second base. Not up with it. There's no advance for the runner, and he's out at first. No advance. The gun at third, representing potential winning run, making the ball be through, and it was not through. It
hooked, fielded the ground ball to the right side, and threw on to Crane Pool.
So there's one away, and that brings up Jim Davenport. Davenport has been called out on strike, lined to shortstop. Walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run and hit into a double play. I'm called for a moment as Al Moran comes up from his position at shortstop. And now, Jim Davenport is being called back, and Matty Alou is going to be sent up. Matty Alou is left-hand batter. He has an average of 125. Alou is an out. She has been up 8 times and has 1 hit this season. Manager Alvin Dark going to his bench here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. As the Giants move the potential winning run to third base on 2 errors committed on the one play. Galen Sisco trying to pitch himself out of trouble here in the bottom half of the ninth. Mets, of course, must continue to play the infield in and the outfield in. Sisco, of course, working straight away to the left-hand batter, Matty Alou. Works with the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike one. Norm Sherry is the catcher. Alou settling himself into the batter's box again. Score is tied 3-3. Galen Sisco getting aside from Norm Sherry. Has it. Smooth out the dirt there in front of the rubber. Now, pumps and pitches. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. One man out. Jose Pagan, the base runner at third. Sisco sets his cap on his head, has the sign. Starts the motion again. The 1-1 pitch to Matty Alou. And it's in there for a call. Strike two. Alou is backing up a little on breaking ball. And Joshua Carlin says strike two. It's 1-2. Tense moment at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The early morning hours in New York City. Again, Sisco starts the motion. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Alou. It's fine. It's a ground ball to Hutt. Charges the ball. No advance by the runner. Throw to first. He's out. No advance. The guy is still at third base. Ron Hutt charges that ball to field it on the infield grass, keeping an eye all the while on the runner at third. That will bring up Felipe Alou and Casey Singles on his way to the mound. Casey's going out there now. Felipe Alou is coming up here. Casey wants to know exactly how Galen Sisco poses the pitch to Felipe Alou. Felipe tonight has grounded out, lined out to short, hit into a forced play and popped to short. Jack O'Connell, the umpire behind the plate, walks out now toward the mound. Casey's still there now. He's satisfied. He turns it back to the dugout. This is the reaction to Casey Singer. Giants still have potential winning run at third base. But the Mets now can drop their defense back to normal depth, both infield and outfield, with 2 men out. Felipe Alou with a batting average of .317 at the plate. Leads the Giants and runs batted in with 26. Galen Sisco winds and fires. There's a swing and a ground ball deep in the hole. Moran has it, a long throw, and he's out at first base. Moran had enough on that ball from deep in the hole over the Crane Pool, and Galen Sisco pitched himself out of tremendous trouble.
So we'll be going to extra innings. In the bottom half of the ninth, the Giants got no runs on no hits. There were two errors and one left. And at the end of nine full innings of play, it's the Mets 3 and the Giants 3. We'll be going to the 10th in a moment. Before we do, we're going to check up on scores of other games. Keep you posted on all the Major League activity of the day. Houston, Texas, down not a part of the Phil 45s. It's the second National League no-hitter of the season against the Philadelphia Phillies. He did not shut them out because the Phillies got a run in the fifth inning on a two-base error, a sacrifice, and a sacrifice fly. Jack Hamilton, the loser, homered by Warwick and Goss. Milwaukee's scheduled at Chicago, postponed because of rain this afternoon. Cardinals defeated the Cincinnati Reds 11-2 tonight. Rolio got his fourth win of the season. Joey Jay was the loser. Owens in third. Satoris in the fifth. Dick Groton and Stan Musial homered in that game. And tonight down in Los Angeles, the Dodgers defeated the Pirates 9-3. Bob Miller, formerly of the Met pitching staff, was the winner with help from Scott in the ninth. Joe Gibbon was the loser. Earl Francis in the sixth and Tommy Sisson in the seventh. Frank Howard homered in the fifth with one on for the Dodgers as they now have won 9 of their last 12 games. And there is very little talk of Walter Alston being replaced or dissension on the Dodger club. The American League, the Yankees defeated the Angels 4-3. Bouton the winner. Mel Nelson the loser. Joe Pepitone drove in all four runs with two homers. And Leon Wagner drove in all three Angel runs with two homers. Kansas City A's defeated the Boston Red Sox 2-0. Bose Field the winner, Moorhead the loser. Chicago at Baltimore postponed because of rain. Detroit at Washington postponed because of rain. Minnesota defeated Cleveland 11-4. Perry the winner, Bell the loser. Bob Allison had three home runs. Rosales had one, and so did Harmon Killebrew. All right, here are changes. And the defensive alignment for the San Francisco Giants. Joey Amalfitano moves over to third base. Gaylord Perry is the pitcher. Ernie Bowman is the second baseman. And Choo Choo Coleman is batting for Cisco to lead off for the Mets in the top of the 10th. Story tied 3-3 into extra innings here. Gaylord Perry is a hard-throwing right-hander. Appeared in relief against the Mets yesterday when he worked three innings and allowed no runs on only one hit. It's to Choo Choo is low for a ball. So Casey Stengel has gone to his bench here in the top half of the 10th, batting for Cisco, who has worked nine innings here tonight. Choo-choo, fast to punt it. It is a strike, 1-1. He's trying to drag that one. Roger Craig is the man now throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Gaylord Perry getting the sign. Pitch is fired low for a ball. It's 2-1. Perry is 24 years of age from Williamson, North Carolina. This is his seventh game appearance, all in relief. He has a record of no victories and one loss. Swing and a foul ball. It's 2-2. Charlie Neal, of course, on deck for the Mets. Choo-choo swings the bat as he waits. Perry with a 2-2 pitch. High and away, and it's out full now at 3-2. We're tied, the Mets 3 and the Giants 3 in the top half of the 10th inning. This game was delayed for 34 minutes in the bottom half of the first inning because of fog and wind. Now we've got into extra innings, so a lot of baseball for you tonight. This morning, I mean, in New York. Here's a swing and a high pop back to first foul territory. Cepeda is there, has room, and he puts it away. So So Choo-Choo has fouled out. That brings up Charlie Neal. Charlie's been up four times tonight without a hit. Gaylord Perry takes a moment to smooth out the dirt where he strides out there on the mound. You're keeping a scorecard for the Giants. Bowman will bat ninth, and Gaylord Perry will bat first in the batting order. It's a swing and a drive to right. It's going to be a fair ball on the base hits on the right field line. Neal rounds first and is holding there as Philippe Pelou comes up for the ball and whips it in. Charlie Neal punched that one down the right field line. So the Mets get a base runner here in the top half of the 10th with Ron Hunt coming up. Ron's 2-for-4 tonight. He has a home run over the left field fence in the top half of the 8th inning that tied this game at 3-3. Hunt's batting average right now is .317 for the season. His first in the major league. Long, lean Roger Craig throwing easily in the bullpen now that Galen Sisco is out of the ballgame for the Mets. Sisco worked nine innings in which he allowed three runs on only five hits, struck out six and walked six. Section of fans behind home plate have begun rhythmic applause on behalf of the Mets here in the top half of the 10th inning. They must have made the long trip in the polo ground. It's in there for a call strike. Nothing and one to Ron Hunt. Gaylord Perry, of course, is the fourth Giant pitcher of the evening. Pitch is low for ball. 1-1 to Hunt with Cliff Cook on deck. Ron Hunt is taking a look down at Cookie Lavagetto, the sign man at third. Neal takes his lead at first, and Hunt backs out. Taco Fallon calls time, and Hunt reaches down to get a handful of dirt to kill a little time while he looks down for that sign again. All right. Perry steps off the rubber, and Hunt steps out of the batter's box. Mets 3, Giants 3. Top half of the 10th inning. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to Hunt. And the Cookie Lavagetto now is walking on down to get Hunt out of there. Have a word with him. But expect that they might be having some small difficulty with the signs. In the meantime, Sally Hemus gets Charlie Neal off the bag at first. So the New York Mets have resorted to a coaching system of direct communication at this point. And Sally Hemus now is running across and is joining Hunt and Lavagetta. And Jocko Conlon has joined the group. Ron Hunt is getting a considerable amount of coaching at this moment. Jack O'Connell trying to break up the conference. Hema started back, cut across the infield, and was almost caught with a throw by Gaylord Perry. Had to duck underneath it. Lavagetta goes back to the coaching line at third, looking in at manager Casey Single in the dugout. Count is 1-2 to Ron Hunt. Score tied, 3-3. Neal leads it first. Here's a pitch, fires the ground ball to first, and he goes by Cepeda off his shift. short right. Neal is on his way to third. Bowman can't find the handle. Neal pulls up safely at third. And Ron Hunt is on at first base. It was a ground ball. And it's an error on Cepeda. Actually ricocheted off his shins and out in the short right field. So charging is an error against Cepeda. The Mets get runners at first and third. Charlie Neal did not appear to be bothered by that sore toe in the slightest when he turned second. He was digging for third, gliding on with no notion of stopping. Bowman retrieved the ball in short right, picked it up, dropped it, picked it up again, but that did not affect any play that could have been made on Neal. The error is charged against Cepeda, and Cliff Cook is coming up with one man out. So it's the Mets now who have potential go-ahead run on at third base with one man out. Ron Hutt sent that ground ball to the right side. Neal was not running on the pitch. It was actually a hit and run as opposed to a run and hit. And Neal ready to move, and he did on the ground ball, but had not moved on the pitch. Conference called at the mound now by Gaylord Perry and Ed Bailey. Story tied, 3-3. Top half of the 10th inning. Perry leaning way over to get his sign now for the pitch to the right-hand batter. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. Ron Hunt, alert on that first, has taken a long lead. Of course, the thing the Mets want to try to stay out of, if at all possible, is the double play, and that's exactly what the Giants would like to come up with. Charlie Neal leads down the line at third. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. Two strike count. Duke Snider is on deck for the Mets. Again, Bailey calls time and goes out toward the mound to check with Gaylord Perry. Ernie Bowman and Jose Pagan talking it over down there at second base as well for the Giants to see how they're going to play any potential ball that might be hit. There is absolutely no wind blowing right now. The flags are hanging limply. The flag goes from center field. It's perfectly clear. There is no fog whatsoever. Two strike count, and here's the pitch. It's way outside for ball. One and two. On each return throw from Bailey to Gaylord Perry, Jose Pagan, shortstop, is coming over to back it up. They want to take no chances on a wide return throw, which might allow Neal to come in from third base. Runners at first and third with one man out. The pitch to Cook. He struck him out. That's the first strike out to Perry. And it will bring up Duke Snider. The Duke has the first Met hit of the evening in the top of the fifth. It was off Billy Pierce. Since then he has walked twice, so he has won for two and two walks tonight. Strategy meeting at the mound. Alcano, the third baseman, is there. Pagan, the shortstop, is there. Bailey, the catcher, is there. Looking into the dugout and nodding affirmatively, doubtless to some query from manager Alvin Dart. So the Duke is coming up with Jim Hickman on deck. Bailey taking his position behind the plate. Gaylord Perry taking his time on the mound. Up and into the stretch. And here's the pitch. It's far. It's a ground ball to second base. Ernie Bowman on a big hop. He plays up to Cepeda and the side as we turn. So the Mets make a bid, but can't push it across in the top half of the tenth. As they got no runs on one hit, there was one giant error and two Mets left. At the end of 9.5 innings of play at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, the Mets 3, the Giants 3. And now, a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
ace, Roger Craig.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy in San Francisco, and the Mets have brought out Roger Craig now to pitch. Galen Sisko went 9 innings in which he gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 of them homers, 1 by McCovey and 1 by Mays. Struck out 6 and walked 6. Craig has a record of 2 victories and 4 losses this year. This is his second relief appearance of the season. Roger worked in the starting role against the San Francisco Giants on the 4th of May at the Polo Grounds. He worked 4 1/3 innings in which he gave up 9 runs on 9 hits. Willie Mays is up to lead off. Willie is 1 for 4, but that was a big homer in the bottom half of the first inning. Score tied 3-3. And he tipped a pitch ball. Willie Mays grabbed his left arm. Back and forth there in the batter's box, holding his left elbow when the ball appeared to strike him. Alvin Dark comes out of the dugout, and so does Doc Bowman. And we're examining Willie Mays, who was hit the left elbow with a tight pitch. That will give the Giants a leadoff runner here in the bottom half of the 10th inning. It will represent potential winning run. Willie McCovey and Orlando Cepeda will be coming up. Willie is still being given attention right there by the batter's box. As he was hit and hit the dirt and then grabbed the arm and started rocking back and forth there. Umpire Frank Walsh has come down from third. Umpire Ken Burkhardt has come down from first. And right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
A10 on your dial, WGY Schenectady. It's 3 a.m. by the General Electric clock.
San Francisco, Willie Mays is up on his feet now. Starts on down toward first base. Doc Bowman going the hard way with him, and Willie's okay. He's going on down to first. So the Giants bring up Willie McCovey. He had a home run in the bottom of the first. He struck out swinging in the third. He walked in the fifth and grounded out to first base in the seventh. Early deal on the edge of the grass in third on big Willie McCovey. Willie Mays leads off the bag at first as Ed Cranepool holds against the runner. Roger Craig up and set and throws over to first, and it's not in time. Craig again is set. Again whips over to first, not in time. Count is yet to McCovey. Pitch to the plate. Misses outside for a ball. 1-0. The second time this season that manager Casey Stengel has used his ace right-hander Roger Craig in relief. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. Orlando Cepeda is waiting on deck for the Giants. Bottom half of the 10th. Mets 3, Giants 3. Craig
now is set. Mays leads out first, and here's the pitch. Swung on it. It's a ground ball at first. They got on the short hop by Crane for the throw to Moran. He's out to throw back. He's out. Crane throw making the 3-6-3 double play on McCovey, and that is the 39th double play of this season for the New York Mets. Ed Craneville, the rookie first baseman, pulling off the 3-6-3 double play, which is the tough play for the first baseman. Slick as a whistle, and with two men out, nobody on the bases at the plate. Well, it's a new day here in San Francisco as we have passed 12 midnight. Of course, it's been that in the New York area for 3 hours. Here is the pitch to Cepeda. Swung on and lined to short, taken by Moran, and he's out. A line drive to shortstop Al Moran. And in the bottom half of the 10th, the Giants got no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left at the end of 10 full innings. It's the Mets 3, the Giants 3. Well, the New York Mets will be here again, it's actually this afternoon now. And they'll be in Los Angeles for a doubleheader on Sunday. Monday's an off day. Tuesday night, be in Los Angeles, and again on Wednesday night. Thursday is a travel day, and then the Mets will open up Friday night against the St. Louis Cardinals. Saturday afternoon against the Cardinals, and a doubleheader against the Cardinals a week from Sunday. The Mets will be at home against the Chicago Cubs on Tuesday night, May 28th. Wednesday is off, and then the Memorial Day doubleheader against the Cubs on May 30th. Tickets are now on sale for those games. This is the longest game of the season, the New York Mets, as we go to the 11th inning. Mets will send up Jim Hickman. Struck out three times and walked once in tonight's ball game. Through 10 innings, the Mets have 3 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. The Giants have 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Perry gets his sign from Ed Bailey. Pitch is fired tight for ball 1 to Jim Hickman. The Giants were off to an early start in this ballgame tonight as they got first inning home runs by Mays and McCovey. Added another run when the run was walked across. Swinging a ground ball to third. Amalfitano takes it deep, throws on across in time. And a face call at first base as Cepeda came off the bank, and he doesn't know it yet. And now, Jim Burkhardt indicates he did not have his foot on the bank. He nonchalanted at first base, and Hickman is on with potential winning run. He nonchalanted it, and Hickman is on at first base. An error on Cepeda at first base for nonchalanting it. And the Mets get the leadoff man on here. And that will bring up Ed Greenfield. Now Fatana fielded the ball and threw it over, and Cepeda simply took it in an easy motion coming off and lifted his back foot, strangely enough, and did not have it near the bag, and the safe call was made sort of easily and quietly by umpire Ken Burkhardt. So here's Cranefield, been up 4 times tonight, struck out swinging all 4 times. And the pitch is swung, and as a ground ball to the right side, Hickman goes down. He is forced at second. He held up to evade the ground ball and perhaps to cause a little trouble to Bowman. Bowman fielded it and whipped and fired on over to Pagan. To force Hickman, there was no play on Cranefield. So Cranefield has replaced Hickman as the base runner at first with one man out and Sherry coming up. Ground ball to the right side. Hickman held up until the ground ball was by and then was forced. Sherry's first time up in this game. Pitch to Sherry. Is in there for a called strike 1. Giants have an infield now of Orlando Cepeda at first, Ernie Bowman at second, Jose Pagan at short, Joey Amalfitano at third. Here he comes set. Here's the pitch, and it is bunted. Foul. Coming back into the stands, out of play. Al Moran is on deck for the Mets as Norm Sherry squares and bunted the ball. It's strike 2 to him now. pitch down to Lavagetto. Steps in. Meanwhile, Gaylord Perry is working on the baseball. Rainpool leads. The pitch to Sherry. Here's a strike, and he is fouled out. Fired the fastball past him, and it's another strikeout to Gaylord Perry, his second. Two men out, Rainpool at first. Al Moran's coming up. That is the 15th strikeout by the combined San Francisco pitching effort. Here is Moran, 1-4. He had the base hit in the top half of the fifth inning, which broke the ice for the Mets. Scored a run, and when McCovey allowed the ball to get by and left, another run scored for the Mets. Two runs scored on the play. Moran credited with one run batted in. Now Perry is set. Pitch to Moran's in there for a call strike. Score is tied. The Mets 3, the Giants 3, playing in the top half of the 11th inning. Just a little breeze stirring. Not a great deal. Here's a pitch. Swung on as a ground ball is short. Pagan is over. Up with it. Throws on the run to Cepeda. In time, and he's out. And the side is retired. In the top of the 11th, the Mets got no runs, no hits. There was one error and one left. And at the end of 10.5 innings of play, it's the Mets 3 and the Giants 3. Well, you know, it's a big, wide, wonderful world we live in. There's so many ways to enjoy life. Boating, golf, tennis, swimming, picnicking, listening to early morning baseball games. You know what goes with all of that? Why, sure you do. Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. It's the wonderful beer to enjoy on a wonderful day. In fact, Rheingold makes even ordinary days seem wonderful, and it's the flavor that does it. The extra refreshing flavor that is Rheingold's alone. And dry tells you why. Rheingold's way of brewing is long, slow, and costly, but it pays off in taste. It gives Rheingold the happiest taste in beer today, but why not find that out for yourself? Next chance you get, open up or order up fine, cold Rheingold. Discover why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Discover why Rheingold is New York's largest selling beer. Bottom half of the 11th inning. The Giants send up catcher Ed Bailey. He is 1-4. Roger Craig is the pitcher for the New York Mets. Here's a swing and a ground ball to first. Rainpool up with it. It's going to make the play unassisted, and he does. So Bailey grounds out to Rainpool unassisted at first base. That brings up Joey Malfitano playing third base now. He has walked single, single, and was called out on strike. We've had three home runs in this game. First inning homers by Willie Mays and Willie McCovey of the Giants, and an eighth inning homer by Ron Hunt of the Mets. Hunt's homer tied it in the 8-3-3, and that's where we are now. Roger Craig starts the motion. Pitch to Malfitano. He's outside. Ball one. Wind stirring a little more stiffly now out toward right. Throughout the evening, it has come and it is gone. Swung on, it's going deep to left. Could be out of here if it stays there. It's going, going, and it is a home run for Joey Malfitano. And now the protest is being lodged over whether it's fair or foul. The Mets are ganging around third base umpire Frank Wallace. Casey Singles on his way out. About a half a dozen of the Mets I ganged around Wallace, protesting that it was a foul ball, and he now is shoving a ball player out of the way. He's shoving Snyder out of the way. Snyder saying that it was a foul ball, and he was shoved aside by the umpire. The Mets still protesting, and manager Casey Stengel following on a crowd. Roger Craig arguing with Wallace. Pellicutis also there. And Norm Sherry is arguing with Jack O'Connell. This one was right down in the left field corner. And now Craig says to Conlon, that's Pelikoutis. And now Conlon is in the midst of the argument. In the middle of the infield, but it is gone for a home run from Alfitano. The Giants, of course, completely off the diamond. Joey Amalfitano's first home run of this season. Snyder now is there with Jack O'Connell pointing down to the left field corner. Craig is pointing on down, but Jocko is walking on down, and so are the New York Mets toward the clubhouse entrance as Amalfitano has won it in the bottom half of the 11th inning as the New York Mets fought back from a three-run deficit to tie it up 3-3, but they have seen it go glimmering here. Roger Craig, of course, takes the loss as he gave up the home run ball to Amalfitano with one man out. There was one man out when the winning run was scored in the bottom half of the 11th inning. The Mets will be back at the Polo Grounds against the Cubs on Tuesday night, May 28th, a doubleheader on Memorial Day, Holiday Twin Bill on May 30th. Tickets are now on sale. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of this game is the Giants 4, the Mets 3. Well, here at Candlestick Park in the Mets' longest game of the season, the Giants have won it by a score of 4-3. And to tell you something of how they did it, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, the Mets came into this ballgame looking for their first victory in Candlestick Park for this season, and they missed by inches. A home run, a very disputed home run by Duke Snyder in left field, winning the ballgame for the Giants by a score of 4-3. The home run by Amalfitano was his first home run of the year, and it gave the Giants their second victory in this three-game series. Totals on the game, the Giants 4 runs on 6 hits. They made 3 errors. They left 7 on. The Mets had 3 runs. They made 6 hits. They made 2 errors also in the game, and they left 7 men on base. Winning pitcher in the game was Gaylord Perry. It was his first win of the 63 season. He has lost 1. The losing pitcher, Roger Craig, his record now 2-5. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Viceroy cigarettes. In familiar soft pack, or new slide top case. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now this is Ralph Gunner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, our statistician, Matt Winnick, our producer Joe Gallagher, and for Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Rheingold is brewed from the very choicest ingredients. Brewed the long, slow, costlier way for flavor that is brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So fill up your glass with an ice cold, refreshing glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry. Final score of the ball game in 11 innings, the Giants won it by a score of 4-3. So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.